Welcome back to another episode of the 3D Sedra. You're going to be my Maturka man? I'll try to project the particle. Go ahead and tell the rest whatever you can hear from the other side of the room.
So, the question is all interpreted right.
This week, I decided I wanted to zero in on a chazal that I've heard many times before, and I kind of, you know, wrote it off as one of those things that I didn't really understand, and whatever it is, it is. So we'll get to it in a minute. So here's the background. When Yaakov Avinu ends up seeing the vision of the Sulam, so there's a piece of this shir that we're not going to do, which is the boring part, which is when it says that there was Yaakov Avinu meets up with the Makom HaMikdash, and there's some sort of Kfitza Saderach. So in the Pashtanim, Rashi, and the Ramban, everybody gets in on this. What exactly happened? Where's the Kfitza Saderach? Did the place move? Did the Makom HaMikdash move? But the place was the same. Where's the bottom of the Sulam? Where's the top of the Sulam? Where's the middle of the Sulam? So this is an issue that everyone discusses. Al Derech HaPshat. It's an interesting Al Derech HaPshat.
We discussed it the other week also.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit about it, but we didn't work it out. So it needs to be worked out in the background of this year, but because we're just going to zero in on the Chazals that take a certain approach to it, it's irrelevant, but it does happen to be a very interesting issue. What's moving? Where is Yaakov Avinu, and what's moving towards him? Does he have to come back, or what exactly is going on? So be that as it may, in the place of the Sulam, so Yaakov Avinu says it's on the sheet. He has two psukim where he mentions the word bias. The first one is Vayira Vayomar. So he had a certain yira, and he said, Man Yira Hamokam Hazah. How awesome is this place? Ein Zeh Kiim Beis Elikim V'Zeh Shar Hashamayim. So if we're trying to break down the pasuk, it's an interesting pasuk. He had some sort of emotion of yira, and then he states it. Right? The pasuk doesn't say, Shalom Aleichem. Pasuk doesn't say that he just has the emotion. He actually says something, which is interesting, right? Because it could have just said that Yaakov Avinu felt a certain way. He makes a declaration. And he says, "Vayomer, man ra hamakom hazeh. How awesome is this makom?" But he doesn't stop with the makom. He goes on to say, "Ein zeh ki im beis alikim." This is ein zeh, which is a very strange. What do you mean ein zeh? Zeh? What's ein zeh? Ella? This is only. Yeah, it's an interesting linguistical structure. So why doesn't he just say zeh? But he says ein zeh ki im.
Only implies
beis alikim.
Only.
It's excluding something, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's exclusion
excluding
of something
everyone
else.
It's only
strange. So ein zeh ki im beis alikim. So we have the makom is neira. We have this is a beis alikim, and then we have vizeh. In addition, apparently it's shar hashamayim. So the three things: there's makom, beis alikim, and shar hashamayim, all in this one pasuk. And by the way, the word ze appears three times. So there's a lot going on in this pasuk, it would seem. That's the first place that he refers to the place as a bias, is in the middle, beis alikim. And then a little bit, a couple of pasukim later, it says, Vayikra is shem hamakamuhu, beis kale, that he, or beis ale, it's the name of the place, that he named the place beis ale, v'ulam, luz, shem ha'ir l'rishayna, and its name used to be luz. So, you know, before it, who wants to make the joke? Why did he change the name? He felt bad for them because you're from New York, you're a New Yorker, and you're from Luz, you're a loser. Okay, someone has to make the joke, no?
So, I haven't heard that one.
No. Anyway, so this pasuk also, what's going on? He called the place Beis El. Is that, that's nice. Well, first of all, why is it relevant that he named the place? In the previous pasuk, you find that he says to himself, I guess, this is a Beis Elikim. Okay? Here, he's naming the place Beis El, and then for some reason, we're told that it was Luz originally. Like, it matters to anybody. I don't know. Why does that matter? So, okay, that's the background of this. And we see that Yaakov Avinu is relating to the place with the word bias and other terms as well. What's the significance of all of this? So, the first thing is Rabbeinu Bachayi. He says, "V'zeh shara shemayim." His gerakasuv shleisha pamim zeh. That the three times that the word zeh appears in the pasuk, and Chazal saying, "Breishis Rabba, hereo beis hamikdash banui v'charevu banui." So, according to this approach, the Medrash, it says that he saw the beis hamikdash built, destroyed, and built. Banui, when he saw it built, that's referenced by manoira mokamazeh. He wasn't talking about the place he was right then only. He was talking about that he had a sense, he had like a nevuah, he had a sense, this is the place of the future Beis HaMikdash, and he was given a vision of the Beis HaMikdash built. So he says, ooh, wow, neiro. And then it was destroyed. And that's why he says, Ainze. There's like there's something taken away from it. Ainze ki im Beis HaLikya.
That's the only place.
It lost something. It lost something.
Now. Oh, it lost something?
And he saw it chariv, he saw it destroyed. Ainze ki im Beis HaLikya. Oh, it's only a Beis HaLikim, so there's something missing from it now. It's just strange that that should be called a Beis HaLikim, because it's not a Beis HaLikim. Maybe that's a Makom, and that's not a Beis HaLikim. The first one, it says, Manarah HaMakom HaZeh. But that's what the Medrash says. And then finally, V'zeh Shar HaShemayim Zuh Banui. The Shar HaShemayim is when it's rebuilt. According to Rabbi Menuchaye, it says, L'fi Zeh, L'yirma Zakasiv Rak Shnei Mikdash Milvat. That according to this, so that it's only hinted to two Batei Mikdash here, the two that are built. Now, I gave myself a footnote, which is that it's interesting he's taking that mahalach, because the Ramban himself, and maybe others as well, the Abar Banel, point out that the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't really a full Beis HaMikdash. It was sort of like, well, let's hold you over until we can have the other one eventually. I mean, we spoke about that in the past. So it's interesting, you could suggest that maybe that actually doesn't refer to that, maybe that's part of Churban. Maybe the second Beis HaMikdash is actually part of the Churban. It wasn't a full Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and that would mean it's referring...
First Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we're waiting for the second one to be rebuilt.
Yeah, exactly.
Means that its own phrase?
What?
Means
that
its own phrase?
Well, because if you look at that way it's broken down, Manayro HaMakom HaZeh, that's A. B, Ein Zeh Kiyim Beis HaLikim.
Why is there on two separate things? Ein Zeh, and then Kiyim, it's not this, and then there's another one.
V'zeh Shar HaShemayim. So the three happening.
You know what I'm saying? Kiyim, Beis HaLikim. It's like the trouble in space.
You wanted to divide that up into two, you're saying?
No, it's four, yeah.
So he's learning that the Medrash is learning that the Zeh is pointing to the Batei Mikdash, and then they're referred to by Makom, Beis HaLikim, and Shar HaShemayim. Okay. V'yitach because of Remez HaShalish HaMikdashim. But you could say differently that there is a Remez to all three Batei Mikdash here. And he's in the Makom HaMikdash, right? If we didn't spell that out. He's in the Makom HaMikdash. Mimasha Yadua Kimila Ze Remez Shina, he says Ze actually is a remez to the Shina, Kumoy Ze Kelivan Veyu. So just FYI, he says you should know that Ze actually refers to Shina. Vamar man Naira Makai Mazah, Al Basa Mikdash are Rishain, Shisharsa by Shina. So the first Ze is the first Basa Mikdash, Ein Ze Abayas Shani, not on the Khurban. But Ein Ze means a Hashrasa Shina, not a lack of Hashrasa Shina. So therefore there's a Hashrasa Shina in Bayas Shani, he's taking that approach clearly. But here it's because he says Ein Zeh. There isn't Hashras HaShechina. Wait a minute, but he's not talking about Churban, he's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. If you're talking about Churban, you say Ein Zeh, I got it, there's no Hashras HaShechina. What does he mean, there is a Beis HaMikdash without Hashras HaShechina? So you know what he's going to say? Because there were things missing. The Aron was missing, the Urim Tumim was missing. So, Shalosh Sharis HaBo Shechina, there wasn't a Shechina like there was. Because there were five things. The hey is not pronounced. It's not written, I mean, but it's pronounced because the hey refers to the five things that were missing. He learns differently than I just said. That's the Gemara in Yuma. But he learns because the hey is a reference to the Shechina that was missing. So then Zeh Shara Shemayim refers ultimately to the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. Shetachzar Avoyed Vashchin Yerushalayim Kemekedem. Means his Kirkan Shemayim. Why is it this one called Shemayim Shara Shemayim? The other two are not called Shara Shemayim. They're called Makom and Beis HaLikim. Sheyeh Maisa Shemayim. Because the way it's going to be built is a Maisa Shemayim. Right? The Rashi and Sukkah. That the way it's going to be built is it's going to come from Shemayim. It's not going to be built by people.
Pre-built.
Yeah, prefab. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Bachaye. It's just interesting. I have over here the Shaila of Shiva Hiras and Asan that he says that this whole idea of a mikdash in Kiddushah say dafka b'shashu banui the hainashu beis halakim that you find that there's a man noira hamakai mazeh that there seems to be according to him a reference to the fact that there's always a certain hashras hashchina or something in that location. Because there's a makom, not just a Beis HaLikim and a Shara Shemai. So the point is that everybody's learning there are three things happening here. Whether there's in three times in history, or maybe three times all at once. Maybe there's something called a makom, maybe there's something called a Beis HaLikim, maybe there's something called Shara Shemai, maybe there are different components of the same thing. But that's what we're toying with in our minds, is they have these three things, whatever they're all a reference to. You also have the idea of Manoira HaMakom, and there's a bias, and there's a shar. So something is noira, something is a bias, and something is a shar. So there's another Rabbeinu Chai also, just...
What's the noira? I'm saying a bias and a shar are part of a shar is a gate, right?
It's just the noira seems to be referenced to the makom, that's the way the pasuk presents it. But that makom doesn't have a bias. So that's what Hirsch Nasim wants to say, is that you see there's a Kiddush HaMikdash even when there's not a bias.
When there's not a bias
around. Yeah.
So it's still there.
She does a Rambam. It's Shekhinah in a Betela.
And that's why we can't go on.
As opposed to something which is temporary or whatever.
Or if you say it's the third Betela HaMikdash.
That would be Shara Shamayim.
You're
right. The first one is Manur Makom Hazeh. Ein zekim beisalik, b'zeh shar haShemayim. That's what Rabbeinu Chai says anyway. Maybe the other way is still learned. Yeah, just in passing, Rabbeinu Chai says something very interesting about luz over here, so I just wanted to toss that out there. If people have heard of this word luz before from other places, other than this week's parsha, where it seems to appear twice. Luz v'armon. Okay, it appears another place in this week's parsha. Also, I don't know why, but when Yaakov is carving the sticks, it appears there too for some reason. Maybe it's related, maybe it's not. But luz is the bone, the luz bone. Yeah, the famous bone that Tchias HaMesim begins with is also referred to in many places as the Luz. So that's what Rabbeinu Chai points out, is that Tchias HaMesim is being referenced over here. Maybe somehow there. It's going to begin with the Mokom HaMikdash somehow. I don't know exactly what that means. But okay, so anyway, that's this other Rabbeinu Chai over here. So the question I would ask is, then why is Yaakov Avinu renaming it? What's wrong with Luz? So he has to change the name? So apparently he's doing something here. He's creating bias from what was before just Luz or something else. There was a makom here, but he's introducing bias. And that's where we're going to head now. What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu is changing something? He's introducing something called bias. What's that all about? So there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that we're going to see in the Gemara and the Medrash in a minute. So let's see the pasuk first. The pasuk obviously is talking about the future, nevuah about the future in Yeshayahu. So in the future, what's going to be is that all of the nations, many, many nations, are going to go, and they're going to say, come, let's go up to the Har Hashem. So first it's referred to as a Har, that's A. B, El Beis Elikei Yaakov. Now that's interesting. You know, in our davening, we say Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, Magen, Avram. So Chazal make a big deal out of it. Rashi quotes it as well also. That even though there's going to be an Elikei Avraham and an Elikei Yitzhak and an Elikei Yaakov, and they're all different and unique in their own ways, but you're going to be Messiah, you're going to be Chosem with Avraham. Here, the Beis HaMikdash is labeled as Yaakov's Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, and it's the third one. It's the third one. And it's labeled as his Beis Elikei Yaakov. It's very interesting, no? We'll follow its ways, etc. So here is the Gemara.
Now,
Gemara.
Is Yishai talking about the Nevuah of Mashiach? Is that
yeah.
Where? Oh, so
the third Beis HaMikdash. But it's referred to as basically like a Yaakov specifically. It's not like the Magen Avram. You know, like this is going to be like, you know, the Beis Avram. It's Beis Yaakov. And you'll say, what do you mean? Well, there are three of us, and he's the last one. And, you know, and Yaakov changes to Yisrael. I would have expected to say Beis Yisrael. Because Yaakov is the idea of the Akev and the, you know, the heel and trying to do things sneaky, and eventually it's going to be the Sar is going to be. So I don't know what the Pshat is in that particular Nakuda, but here's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. That this pasuk that we just quoted, why is it specifically the base of like Yaakov? Ella, like Avraham shekasuf by Har. You heard this before? Because the base of Mikdash is not like Avraham that called it a mountain. Avraham calls the Makom Mikdash a mountain, a Har. Shenemar, Shayyumar Hayun Bahar Hashem Yaira.
Is it called Har Maria or something?
Yeah, but that's the Mokom HaMikdash, right? So that's referred to as a Har by Avram Avinu. Of course, what did he do there? What was he doing there? Kedas Yitzchak. Vulaiki Yitzchak, Shekasuf by Sadeh. Yeah, so this is a little bit interesting. I don't know that we would have thought that when he goes Lasuach Basadeh, he was going to the Mokom HaMikdash. That's interesting. I think we would have thought he went into the Sada. You know, he was like in Tzvas. He was, he was into, you know.
The pasuk says that they came up to...
Well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nemar, it's Yitzchak L'Suach B'Sada. So the Gemara is clearly saying it was the Makom HaMikdash. That's where they saw it. They saw L'Suach B'Sada. Where were they? So the Gemara clearly assumes that he was in the Makom HaMikdash. Right. How do you call this? What does it even mean? Right. Elikei Yaakov Shekar Abayis. But it's like Yaakov, like he called it a bias. Shenemar. Okay, now pay attention to the pasuk. I quoted in the very beginning in the source sheet two different psukim. So you're going to see in a minute there's a difference between the Gemara and the Medrash. I'm going to need your help. maybe you have some ideas on why there should be different pasuk here. So here it says Shenemar Beikra the Shema Moka Mahu Beisel. So this Gemara is referencing not Beisel Ikem, but the pasuk, the second pasuk that says he called the place Beisel. Okay, fine, no big deal. So that's where he was, right? Or he jumped to where he was. Whatever it is, it's the Makom HaMikdash. And so he's referring to it as, he refers to it as a bias. Medrash is a little different. Medrash says, Dabarach, Lama Yizkel Yaakov V'loi Kola Ovois. Shana Rabbi Seinu, B'midah Shana Moided, B'moided In Lai. Mida Keneged Mida. The way that we relate to Kadosh Baruch is the way that he relates to us. And so it's going to connect that to this idea that Avram called it a har. And so since HaKadosh Baruch apparently wants a bias, and Yaakov called it a bias, so Mida Keneged Mida, there's a connection there. So the king had, you know, his lovers, his advisors, people he liked, whatever, and he wanted to build a palace. He said to the first one, I want to build a palace. So that fellow says to him, yeah, I remember the place you want to build it. That was a mountain, right? He says, I want to build myself a palace. Omer, the second guy says to him, Zacharanish, I am Mitchilas, yeah, I remember that place. It used to be a field, right? Koyloi Avo Shlishi calls the third one, Omer, I want to build myself a palace. Omer, Lei, Zacharanish, I am Mitchilas Palatin. What do you mean? It was always a palace. Omer, Lei, Chayecha, oh, I take a vow. Shani, Boyna, Oisoi Palatin, Vakur, Oisoi, Shalom, I'm going to call it by your name. Kach Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Hayoyev, and Lakarish Baruch, they're all called the lovers of Hashem. Avram Karla Beis HaMikdash Har, Shneimar Bahar Hashem Yireh, Yitzhak Har Esadeh, Shneimar Yireh, B'ni Kireh Esadeh. Ooh, that's a difficult one. Now, why does the Medrash quote, Reach B'ni Kireh Esadeh? According to the Medrash, when he says that Yaakov Avinu, when he's taking the brachas from Esav, so he says, oh, you smell like the Reach Esadeh. The Reach Esadeh being referred to is the Makom HaMikdash.
But that's not what
Yeah, the Reach Hashem.
That's
the Akedah.
Ganeda,
the center Ganeda. Oh, so okay, so that's an interesting pasuk.
He smelled it by the Akedah. He went to Ganeda.
Okay, so you make all these connections, right? Okay, Yaakov Karu Bayis Ad Shlei Nivna, and Yaakov even called it a bias before it was ever built, right? That's the mushal. That oh yeah, I remember that was already a palace. It was already a bias before it was ever built. Shenemar Ein Zeki in Beis Elokim. The Medrash quotes the first pasuk. I'll call it by your name. And then it quotes this passage from Yeshayo. So if you take a look in the Perish HaRivon here, so he writes, he has a kasha. According to the second pasuk that was quoted in the Gemara, so He didn't call the Makom HaMikdash, that he called the city Luz this name, no? He renamed the city. So that's his kasha. And really, so the other gears is more correct, that he called the place, you know, the Beis HaLikim. Okay, so be that as it may. So something to think about. Is one pasuk better than the other? One pasuk renaming Luz, is that like a different idea than the idea of the... of anyway, something to think about. Why are there two different pasukim?
Why the name stuck?
Wait, didn't it or why did it?
Didn't
it seems. It seems to have, right? It seems to have stuck.
Well, base kill.
I don't know. Okay, moving on. So in the sefer Nachalas Yaakov to the parsha, this is in Vayera. See, he writes why. So what we're going to zero in now is what's going on a few different approaches. On a few different madrigas, what is the idea of Avraham's har, Yitzhak's sadeh, and Yaakov's bias? What's that all about? What is this really supposed to mean to us? Yeah, we see that somehow is related more to Yaakov. What is this all about? So, level number one. So he quotes from the Gemara, and I'll just read from the underlined part. Originally, at the time of Avraham Avinu, we spoke about this recently, we quoted like the Shalar or whatever, that they're like Madregas, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina sort of like went up, and then obviously had to bring it back down. So the Shechina originally, in the time of Avraham Avinu, was Bashamayim Lama'ala, Bahaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebechinas Royeva Eino Nireh. So he's creating a situation of a mountain. What's the situation of a mountain? A person's on top of the mountain, he can see everything from his perspective, but nobody can see him on the top of the mountain. So what Avraham Avinu created was a situation of the beginnings of bringing the Shechina to the world in the Bechina of Roye Ve'eino Nir'eh, that Hashem can see everything going on. There's a Hashkacha, but that we, there's not a clear vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avram was trying to create. But because Yitzchak yarda Shechina lamata, and in the zechus of Yitzchak, there was a second level where the Shechina comes down from the mountain. But it's not like a permanent, like where you're looking for the master. So you're looking for him on the mountain. You know he's there. He can see you, but you can't really see him. But if he's in the field, you go looking for him in the field. You might find him. You might not, because he's not always in the field. Sometimes he is.
That's Yitzchak.
That's Yitzchak. But he's not always there. The master's not always in the field. But Yaakov, you know, called it a bias. Then in the zechus of Yaakov, you know, there's a kvius. There's like a fixed presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like a house. The person lives there. So you're looking for him. That's where you're going to find him. Now, this probably means in the bias shlishi, right? But that's the idea that Yaakov Avinu is creating this third madrega. The Medrash Tanchuma says something really interesting. It says, Vayaris amoka mirachik. By the Akeda, so Avram Avinu saw the place far from afar or far away. How did he see it from far away? Originally, this place of Hara Maria was a valley. It's called Hara Maria. Originally, it was amuk. It was deep down. It was a valley. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it, to put a shechina there, make it into a makam amikdash, the king doesn't live in a valley. Makam gavoya. Mala, here from near Lakol, has to be placed up on high. It's a beautiful place. Every, you know, and it's, everyone can see it. Oh, that's the king's palace on top of the mountain. So Kadosh Baruch Hu hinted to all the surroundings of the valley. She's kabzu haharim lemakom echad. The mountains would all gather together. Lastly, makom ashchina, and make a mountain out of a valley. So when Avram Avinu was going to the Akedah to create the first beginnings of the Ashras Ashrina, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, now it needs to become a mountain. So according to this, Avram Avinu called it a mountain. He made it a mountain. It was originally a valley. The field, Nikra Har Maria. Yeah, well, that's Avram Avinu already. So that, okay.
Like Yaakov and the stones come together. This is the mountain.
It's a very interesting message. I didn't see this until today. What?
Hashem
told
to go to the mountain.
Yeah, so Hashem made it into a mountain.
You knew the future.
Avram did or Hashem did?
Well, it's all connected. First of the Nisayon, so that was all part of what made it into the mountain. So, okay, so according to this, it was related to this Akeda, to what Avram Avinu was doing, that made it into a har. There's a number of places that mention that the Avos themselves correspond to the three Batei Mikdash. So, for example, Avod Es Yisrael, Hina Yadua ki Beis HaMikdash HaRishon Keneged Avraham, Bayis Sheni Keneged Yitzchak, Bayis Yivne Bim Heri Yameinu Neged Yaakov. Why? Because that's the most permanent one. And we know Mitasa Shleima, that he had no children that went off the Derech. Whatever Yaakov even does becomes like permanent.
Also,
the Mishnah?
The Mishkan.
Why?
The beam in the center was from
Avram, by the Isha. Yeah.
Well, the Isha originally from Avram.
Yaakov even had them planted or whatever, but okay. Anyway, so but that's what he says over here. There can't be destruction of the third one. Just like Yaakov Avinu has nobody that goes off the derech, the mitaso shleima. The Al Sheikh, this is really interesting. Al Sheikh says it actually relates to the Churban as well, because underline this part. Ki hanivne bezuchus Avraham, the first base of Mikdash that was built on the zuchus of Avraham, chazer v'nasehar. It went back to becoming a mountain when it was destroyed. It went back to being a mountain. And the one that was in the zuchus of Yitzchak became a plowed field. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Sade techerash. Shebizchus Yaakov, who bias Neman, but Kayam, Kol Meshatamin, who bias. So that's always going to be a bias. It's never going to be destroyed. Okay, so let's go one step deeper. So I saw in an essay by I think his name was really Eliezer Cohen. I'm not exactly sure who he is, but he had a very interesting essay on Hara Maria. So he says that perhaps you can argue that each one of the Avos actually instilled within the Makom HaMikdash a certain critical component of the Mikdash. So, for example, Avram Avinu, what's he doing in Makom HaMikdash? What's he do there? Akedas Yitzchak. So, obviously, the critical components of the Makom HaMikdash is Karbanos. So, what is Avram Avinu doing there? He's supposed to bring Yitzchak as a Karban. So there's that unbelievable medrash, yeah, that says that the malach says no, don't kill him. Come on, like a little cut, you know this medrash, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, wait, what? Come on, like a little bit, and then finally he says, okay, you know what? Take this ayil, and the ayil you'll say, for this is as if I did to Yitzchak. This is if I did. And I say, Efer shel Yitzchak is somehow munach in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. His ash is somehow in front of Hashem. Because it's as if this all was done to Yitzchak. What's that all about? So he argues this. What this is what it's all about. Because Avram Avinu is instilling the makom with karbanos. Fishitas are Ramban, that's what all karbanos are about. You're supposed to view whatever's happening to the animal is happening to you. Right? I've said this before in the beginning of Vayikra. So it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem. You translate that pasuk literally, it comes out that a person, when he'll want to sacrifice from among you, when you want to make a human sacrifice, a karban la'Hashem, only cows, sheep, and goats. What? When you want to sacrifice a human, you have to do it through a cow, sheep, or goat. But really, they're sacrificing the human. That's what Rabbeinu B'chai says. Kainim also connected to all of this. That it was they also went basadeh, and it was the makom hamikdash. The korban was accepted. The sadeh. So you have to connect that to Yitzchak. That there's a connection there too. But okay, so be that as it may. So Avraham is instilling the makom with the capacity, he's instilling it with korbanos. Yitzchak goes lasuach basadeh. What's he doing? Lasuach basadeh. Ein sicha letfila. So of course the Makom HaMikdash is the Shara Shamayim. And that's what Rashi says on the Pasuk Shara Shamayim, that this is the Shara for Tefillah. So Yitzchak Avinu is instilling the when Yaakov ends up there and notices, oh, this is the Shara Shamayim, that was due to Yitzchak Avinu. That he created or he facilitated, opened the door, I don't know exactly how to say it, but somehow he was connected to this idea of instilling the Makom with Tefillah. Why is that called a Sadeh? You know, but Avram, you say, you know, it's the har, it's up on high, it's almost like a bama, mizbeach, you know, something like that. The sadeh, I don't know, maybe you'll say, because the idea, the difference between karbanos and the har idea is giving kavod to Hashem, as opposed to the idea of tefillah is to get the peros. That the classic, the quintessential tefillah is bakasha. Bakasha means you're doing the avodah, but you get the peros out. It's not just a service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu alone, it's also that you're benefiting and asking for things in bakashas. Be that as it may, and Yaakov Avinu makes it into a bias, which is interesting because what's he doing? What's his role then? You have karbanos, you have tefillah, and what else? What's Yaakov? He slept. It's the strangest thing. He's not. I mean, he has a conversation. What's he doing? So Teretz says the Malachim go down to see him. They see his face, and they go back up to the Kisei HaKavod. And on the bottom of the Kisei HaKavod is the image of Yaakov Avinu. That somehow Yaakov Avinu allows for the Kisei HaKavod's presence. He's on the Kisei HaKavod. What's that all about? And what's the Kisei HaKavod in this world? The Aron, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Shechinah's on the Kisei HaKavod in Shemayim. The Kisei HaKavod Ba'aretz is the just like we say, Yoshev Kruvim. Tanu Tari, Yoshev Kruvim. Hashem is Yoshev Kruvim. That's where they're Kruvim here too. They're Kruvim in Shemayim in the Kisei HaKavod. They're Kruvim on the Arim because it's a Kisei HaKavod in this world. So what's Yaakov Avinu? So Yaakov Avinu is the Isha MS. He's the Isha Torah. He's Yoshev Oyalim. He represents MS. He represents Torah. Yeah. He represents MS and he represents Torah. So what's he doing over there? What do you mean? He's allowing Ashras Hashchina. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Arim and had inside of it the Torah, the Luchais. So what connects a Kaddish Baruch Hu to this world is the Torah. So Yaakov Avinu represents all of that. He's the Isha Torah, the Isha Emes, Yoshev Oyalin. So when he's there, it's the third step. Yeah, it's a Mokom HaKarbonos, it's a Mokom HaTefillah, and it's a place of connection to the world through the Torah, which is Yaakov Avinu. So that it's his presence more than anything else. He's inside, there isn't like learning, I don't know, maybe he was, but he was... His presence there is what creates this connection between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Makom and the Makom HaMikdash through Torah. So the last layer, the last step for now, is so what's unique about the idea of the bias? So we've said that a bias creates number one a kivius. That was the first idea that there's a permanence to it as opposed to the other ones. And Yaakov Avinu represents permanence and Mitaso Shleima, and the one went off the Derech. Number two, there's also this idea of the bias because it connects the Kaddish Baruch Hu to the world through Torah. And number three, the Torah Tumima asks this as a kasha. See, he says, the Pashup Shat, when we say that Yaakov Avinu made a bias, that Harin Sadeh, Shehe Makoimais Jor Vena Mechubadim. A mountain's an open area, a field's an open area, that's not like a very special place to be. Eloke Yaakov, so the Beis HaMikdash is related to the idea of Yaakov Avinu, Shekava Tfilasai, that he fixed his tefillah, the bias, Shehu Makom Meshumar Umechubad. It's a place that's guarded. It's a place where you could be alone with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's a more honorable place. You know, you decorate it nicely, you know, you paint it, you know, moving all the nice stuff, you know. It's a mechubad place. So that's the best. So he says, if that's all it is, he says, I have a different shot. So interestingly enough, so the Torah Tumim quotes from the Zayars and whatnot. So, but the underlying part over here is Harei Mavur. He spells it out. The Malas Bias Mehar. He thinks that the advantage of what's called bias from a mountain, Enu Beyachas Akavod Uprisus, is not because it's a greater kavod and the other things are like a lower level. Ela Dahar Miyuchad Beyachas Akadosh Baruch Hu Im Shar HaUmos. That when we talk about a mountain, that's like that's how the goyim connect to God. Al derech hakasiv amim har yikro.
Mount Olympus.
Yeah, you know, because it's up on high, and the third avodah zara is just to be on high. That's you're supposed to find all the high mountains and destroy them all because this is what a base avodah zara. But bias liyichusa am Yisrael. Now bias is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's relationship specifically with Klal Yisrael. Yachas karoiv keish veisha. It's like a place where you get together, you know, with someone personal in an intimate way. It's not open to the whole world. That's what it means, that there's something unique to the bias. Like you find a woman, it's actually called a bias. Yeah, and more than that. Like by the Kohen Gadol, that you find the Beso Ishto, in the very beginning of Yuma. So you have that idea over there. So let's take this just a little bit deeper with the Maharal, and this is basically what we'll finish with. So I'll try to skim through this a little bit, but the Maharal is dealing with this Gemara, this Chazal as well. And he says that you should know that the Beis HaMikdash is a makom that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is connected. There's a dveikus and a chibur with the lower world, with us. There's that inyan Beis HaMikdash, which he says is the whole inyan of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a place where heaven and earth and a Kaddish Baruch Hu and the world connect. Because this is his approach. Because Avram is midas chesed, chesed mizdama kehar. Chesed is like a mountain. Why is chesed like a mountain? The fi shekol chesed hu gadol. Chesed is always bigger. The definition of chesed is going above and beyond. So the chesed, by definition, is like a mountain. It's not like, you know, a level field. It's like above and beyond. It's beyond. It's bigger. It's always out of proportion. Yeah, chesed even for the rich. So you find the word chesed even means arayas with a sister. Chesed, it's above and beyond. It's beyond. Yeah. If a person is not about chesed, if he's not going beyond the ikar din, okay, so that's what he says about Avram. That's how he connects it to a mountain. Very interesting. In the second paragraph, Yitzchak was midas adin. Everything, you know, just so. Nothing that goes above and beyond. So it's like the field. You plant it, it goes, it's just like this, in certain dimensions, is that? So he makes short thrift of this, but that's what he says is the idea of Yitzhak and the connection to the Sada. Amnam Yaakov Karo Bias. Shedavar Zeh Miyuchad L'Midaso. That it's unique to Yaakov, the capacity to create a bias. Shemidas Yaakov Midas Rachamim. So we have to understand what he means by this. That the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is a combination. Rachamim means it's not too much in this way, and it's not too much in that way. It's not too much chesed, it's not too much din. It's a perfect balance in between tiferes, rachamim, and that's where love comes from. It's a mixing between the two things, and not too much extreme, and it's a perfect balance that you're not chasing anybody away, and you're not overwhelming them either. It's the perfect midah rachamim to connect. V'zo etzam achibur. That's really what chibur is all about, connecting between two opposites. It's not like Avraham, even though obviously that had its role in its place, and it connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought a certain element of Hashem into the world, that's for sure true. But Avraham's Midah is an overwhelming Midah. It's the mountain Midah. It's not a Midah of connection. It's very overwhelming. If someone does a chesed for you, you just kind of feel like you owe them. Just like Yitzchak, also there was a connection in bringing a Kaddish Baruch Hu to the world through that midah. Again, the din is not a connection; it's almost like a distancing. That is the perfect balance in the bringing together of poles and opposites. That's exactly what chibur is all about. He's a inyan harachamim ha'ahava v'hachibur. That's exactly what it means to have rachamim and to have love and to be able to connect to somebody else. And not too much of this, not too much of that, but the perfect balance is what it means to have chibur. So he quotes Yod like this. You got to take a look at that one. That the translation and the targum of oyev is merachamuhu, is from the word of racham.
He translates that all over.
Yeah. Okay, so skipping a little bit. The next paragraph writes, that's why Yaakov Avinu was the one to connect to the Makom HaMikdash with this midah of bias. That's the place of connection. It's the place that his midah allowed for the connection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world, because that was his midah, was to connect and to balance. And so that's basically the gist of what he says. So when it says Yaakov called it a bias, it's because that's his midah to be able to make this connection. And it has to be Yaakov Avinu. And of course, that's what's going to be in the future, the perfect connection. And the perfect balance is going to be in the future when all of that is really possible, Yimus HaMashiach, etc. So I'll just finish with this. FYI, so the Imre Emes, right? No, it's from Sfas. It's from Ger. So he says that Avraham Kara Har Yitzakara said the Agar Bias. The Har Vila Sadi Yeshkamla Esav. Har and Sade, you find by Esav. Sheikhus, Dichsiv, Har Seir, and Artsa Seir, Sede Adarn. Ulam, Bias, Zemakum, Naki Mipsoiles. Bias means there's nothing else going on. There's the perfect Yichud, there's the connection between the two. And he talks about sukkah, he talks about other things over there. But that was just, you know, it's a very interesting. So okay, so let's chazer a little bit. So we start off with these two psukkim where Yaakov Avinu is relating to this makom hamikdash, actually in three ways. And the three ways mean a lot of different things. The three batei mikdash, or maybe the first and the second and the korban in between, or maybe that is a reference to all three. And that's the makom which is given a vision of the makom hamikdash. And you find in this makom that there's makom and there's bayis and there's shar. And there's also Noira, and there's also Bias, and there's also Shar. And you have all of these things happening in Yaakov Avinu in that place. Chazal very much focused on the idea of Yaakov Avinu relating to it as a bias, even though there are other things going on there that Rino Bechai has that different approach. The Chazal are saying that Yaakov called it a bias uniquely, as opposed to Avraham and Yitzhak, which is the Har and the Sadeh. So what's that all about? So we started off with like a Pashup Shat, that the idea is that Avraham Avinu, he brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world in a way where he was like on, you know, the precipice, you know, he can see everything else, but it's hard to see him. And then Yitzhak brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu closer to the world in a way that's described as a Sadeh. But Yaakov, you know, brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world in a very permanent way, and ultimately, Yimus HaMashiach. So that's why we find the third Beis HaMikdash is actually referred to as Beis HaLekei Yaakov. As we took that a little bit further, so you see already that Yaakov Avinu, so there's more to it going on than that. That by Avraham Avinu, he's instilling the idea of Korbanos in it, the Har idea. And then Yitzchak has the idea of Lasuach Basadeh, which is Tefillah. And Yaakov Avinu, what's the idea of the bias? How does that permanence come about? Because the bias is a place of Torah. It's a place that Yaakov Avinu is making it permanent through the Torah. Why is it uniquely Yaakov? You know, Avraham didn't learn Torah, and what's that all about? So that's the Maral gets involved with the idea that each one has a different midah. And the midah of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak are both overwhelming midos. But the midah of Yitzchak, of Yaakov Avinu, is the midah of Rachamim, which is the perfect balance, which allows for love and allows for connections. And so that's bedafka his midah, which allows, because he has the Torah, because of who he is, so that all together allows for that connection. And then this idea that it's just, you know, fleshed out with this really interesting idea, you find both Har and Sada, even by Esav. But bias is unique already to Yaakov Avinu and to the Makom HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu called it a bias. If you have any thoughts about why there are two psukim and the difference between the Gemara and the so the Medrash is picking one and the Gemara is picking one, just there's a difference.
Yeah. 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 There's a stronger thing. He's preaching it something. We always just commenting about it.
Right.
Yeah. Especially he's seeing the case of Mikdash. He's talking about the case of Mikdash like a muffin.
So but maybe one is
like Yitzchak was still up the Sada. He never made it to the Sada. You're just going out to David.
Interesting. In the language, it's interesting. Yeah.
I always thought he was there. He was in the Sada. He was going to Maria.